This is the NOCN ESOL International Advanced User Level C1 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. You have just come back from holiday. Tell me all about it. 2. Is there any juice left? There was only a little when I last looked. 3. When are we going to look at new blinds for the bathroom? Who will put them up? 4. My friend is going into hospital tomorrow. 5. I bought some new shoes to wear to work. They are really comfortable. 6. Jane is moving to live in Spain. She has a new job there. 7. We went fruit picking yesterday, so I made ice cream with some of the fruit. 8. My cousin has just graduated from university. He is so excited. 9. What time is the last bus to Manchester? And how often do they run? 10. When do the prices increase for using the car park? Is it the same month every year?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. You have just come back from holiday. Tell me all about it. 2. Is there any juice left? There was only a little when I last looked. 3. When are we going to look at new blinds for the bathroom? Who will put them up? 4. My friend is going into hospital tomorrow. 5. I bought some new shoes to wear to work. They are really comfortable. 6. Jane is moving to live in Spain. She has a new job there. 7. We went fruit picking yesterday, so I made ice cream with some of the fruit. 8. My cousin has just graduated from university. He is so excited. 9. What time is the last bus to Manchester? And how often do they run? 10. When do the prices increase for using the car park? Is it the same month every year?
9. Check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, is Krista there, please?
Speaking. How can I help?
Hello. I met your friend Zoe the other day at the swimming pool. She was with her children, Lily and Otis. We were talking about studying and work. Zoe said that you were interested in some work while you were at college.
Yes. Yes, I am. What sort of work do you have available? I've done many jobs, all different.
Well, I run a business which employs people to clean, cook, shop and garden for my customers. It is called Always There. So, if you have any of those skills, that would be really useful. There is a lot of demand for help in these areas.
I certainly can clean and shop, but not cook or garden. My knowledge of gardening is limited. I have never had a garden of my own, just helped with my parents' patio plants, which were in tubs and pots.
That is fine. We have plenty of other tasks you can do. Lots of other people like the gardening jobs. So, would you like to come to the office for a chat? We can see what you would like to do and discuss what we would like from you. We can also talk about the days you can work and how many hours you would like to do.
That sounds very interesting. Yes, I would like to come and meet you. Where is the office and when would you like to see me?
We have an office in the same building as the new doctor's surgery, just past the bus station, to the left. Would Thursday be okay with you? At about 10?
Oh yes, I know. My friend works in the surgery. Yes, 10 on Thursday is perfect. Is there anything I need to bring?
A copy of your CV would be good, and any references.
Yes, I will bring those. See you on Thursday, and thank you.
I look forward to meeting you. See you soon.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, is Krista there, please?
Speaking. How can I help?
Hello. I met your friend Zoe the other day at the swimming pool. She was with her children, Lily and Otis. We were talking about studying and work. Zoe said that you were interested in some work while you were at college.
Yes. Yes, I am. What sort of work do you have available? I've done many jobs, all different.
Well, I run a business which employs people to clean, cook, shop and garden for my customers. It is called Always There. So, if you have any of those skills, that would be really useful. There is a lot of demand for help in these areas.
I certainly can clean and shop, but not cook or garden. My knowledge of gardening is limited. I have never had a garden of my own, just helped with my parents' patio plants, which were in tubs and pots.
That is fine. We have plenty of other tasks you can do. Lots of other people like the gardening jobs. So, would you like to come to the office for a chat? We can see what you would like to do and discuss what we would like from you. We can also talk about the days you can work and how many hours you would like to do.
That sounds very interesting. Yes, I would like to come and meet you. Where is the office and when would you like to see me?
We have an office in the same building as the new doctor's surgery, just past the bus station, to the left. Would Thursday be okay with you? At about 10?
Oh yes, I know. My friend works in the surgery. Yes, 10 on Thursday is perfect. Is there anything I need to bring?
A copy of your CV would be good, and any references.
Yes, I will bring those. See you on Thursday, and thank you.
I look forward to meeting you. See you soon.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Suki, will you help me plan my birthday party, please? I want to make it very unusual, but I'm not sure how.
Yes, I would love to. Sorry, but I've forgotten how old you will be this year. Are you 21, Lauren?
Yes, 21. So it's a big birthday celebration. I didn't have a party when I was 18 or 20, so really want one now.
I should know how old you are. I'm your cousin. I'm sorry for asking, but we have so many cousins and aunts and uncles that it's not always easy to remember.
I know, I'm the same. But for my birthday, I want to think of a theme. For example, Harry Potter, Despicable Me, or another film that is well known.
What about music from the year you were born?
Do you think people would know about that? I'm going to have Harry Potter. There are plenty of ideas people could use. Witches, wizards, or Harry himself?
Yes, that does make sense. I agree. So, we need to start planning. How many people are you going to invite? And where would you like the party to be held? This would depend on how many are coming, of course. We need to get an approximate number as soon as possible.
I have been making a list. It ranges from 75 to 120. I think 120 is too many. I need to take some off the longer list. I will look at the list again and see if I can get it to 90, perhaps.
Yes, let's have a look. We don't want to upset anyone, but there is always the risk of doing that when you invite people to parties. Come on, let's see this list.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Suki, will you help me plan my birthday party, please? I want to make it very unusual, but I'm not sure how.
Yes, I would love to. Sorry, but I've forgotten how old you will be this year. Are you 21, Lauren?
Yes, 21. So it's a big birthday celebration. I didn't have a party when I was 18 or 20, so really want one now.
I should know how old you are. I'm your cousin. I'm sorry for asking, but we have so many cousins and aunts and uncles that it's not always easy to remember.
I know, I'm the same. But for my birthday, I want to think of a theme. For example, Harry Potter, Despicable Me, or another film that is well known.
What about music from the year you were born?
Do you think people would know about that? I'm going to have Harry Potter. There are plenty of ideas people could use. Witches, wizards, or Harry himself?
Yes, that does make sense. I agree. So, we need to start planning. How many people are you going to invite? And where would you like the party to be held? This would depend on how many are coming, of course. We need to get an approximate number as soon as possible.
I have been making a list. It ranges from 75 to 120. I think 120 is too many. I need to take some off the longer list. I will look at the list again and see if I can get it to 90, perhaps.
Yes, let's have a look. We don't want to upset anyone, but there is always the risk of doing that when you invite people to parties. Come on, let's see this list.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Today we have an interesting debate about drones, which are small unmanned aircraft, and the plans to introduce registration and safety awareness courses for owners of drones. This registration is for anyone who owns a drone which weighs more than 250 grams, or 8 ounces. We have with us Seema from a drone-making company to talk to us about these changes. Seema, do you agree with these changes?
In a way, I do. There are a lot of drones being used now, and there should be rules about how they are used. But it seems there are no plans as to how the new rules will be overseen. And the Department of Transport admitted that a lot of work still has to be done to agree the final plans.
So the rules will not be used for some time?
Exactly. The drone safety awareness test will mean that potential flyers have to show that they understand safety, security, and privacy regulations in the UK. The plans also include the extension of no-fly zones around airports.
Why is this being added too?
More and more drones are being used to help police and fire services in search and rescue operations, even saving lives. But sadly, drones can also be misused, and too many drones around airports can cause major safety issues.
So drones can cause accidents?
Oh yes. And they have caused accidents. This is why these new rules are being brought in. It is hoped that by registering drones and introducing safety awareness tests for owners, we can help protect the public.
Should drones be banned altogether?
No. As I said before, they are very useful too. And there are so many that to ban them would now be very difficult.
And you would be out of a job if drones were banned. Thank you for your time, Seema.
That's very true. Thank you, Marcus. Now listen to the broadcast again.
Today we have an interesting debate about drones, which are small unmanned aircraft, and the plans to introduce registration and safety awareness courses for owners of drones. This registration is for anyone who owns a drone which weighs more than 250 grams, or 8 ounces. We have with us Seema from a drone-making company to talk to us about these changes. Seema, do you agree with these changes?
In a way, I do. There are a lot of drones being used now, and there should be rules about how they are used. But it seems there are no plans as to how the new rules will be overseen. And the Department of Transport admitted that a lot of work still has to be done to agree the final plans.
So the rules will not be used for some time?
Exactly. The drone safety awareness test will mean that potential flyers have to show that they understand safety, security, and privacy regulations in the UK. The plans also include the extension of no-fly zones around airports.
Why is this being added too?
More and more drones are being used to help police and fire services in search and rescue operations, even saving lives. But sadly, drones can also be misused, and too many drones around airports can cause major safety issues.
So drones can cause accidents?
Oh yes, and they have caused accidents. This is why these new rules are being brought in. It is hoped that by registering drones and introducing safety awareness tests for owners, we can help protect the public.
Should drones be banned altogether?
No. As I said before, they are very useful too. And there are so many that to ban them would now be very difficult.
And you would be out of a job if drones were banned. Thank you for your time, Seema.
That's very true. Thank you, Marcus. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our daily debate spot. Today we are going to be talking about virtual doctors who will talk to you whenever you need to. This is digital healthcare,
where owners of smartphones have access to their very own doctors and therapists whenever they need them. Erin, from the creative department of our local university, is here to explain more. Erin, welcome.
Hello, Lisa. Very interesting times. The first of these apps, called Joy, was designed by Danny Freed to help and assist people medically.
This sounds interesting. Tell me more.
Joy seems to be like a counsellor, but the conversation you'll be having is actually with a chatbot that uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to track emotions and provide mental health support. This is done through Facebook Messenger.
So Joy would encourage people to open up about their feelings, and in return, Joy gives relevant tips, techniques, and exercises.
Yes, exactly so. But you must remember that Joy will not tell you what is wrong. She will suggest activities, but not diagnose what is wrong with you.
Are there other apps like Joy?
Yes, there is Wobot. As Wobot learns more about you, it can see patterns of behaviour and suggest ways to alleviate bad moods or negative thinking.
This is such an interesting development. Do you think they will be used a lot?
Well, since Facebook opened up its Messenger platform to allow developers access in 2016, there have been more than 100,000 bots built on the platform, many focused on health and mental well-being. But it must be remembered that they are not intended to replace real live people.
Fascinating. Thank you so much, Erin.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome to our daily debate spot. Today we are going to be talking about virtual doctors who will talk to you whenever you need to. This is digital healthcare, where owners of smartphones have access to their very own doctors and therapists whenever they need them. Erin, from the creative department of our local university, is here to explain more. Erin, welcome.
Hello, Lisa. Very interesting times. The first of these apps, called Joy, was designed by Danny Freed to help and assist people medically.
This sounds interesting. Tell me more.
Joy seems to be like a counsellor, but the conversation you'll be having is actually with a chatbot that uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to track emotions and provide mental health support. This is done through Facebook Messenger.
So Joy would encourage people to open up about their feelings, and in return, Joy gives relevant tips, techniques, and exercises.
Yes, exactly so. But you must remember that Joy will not tell you what is wrong. She will suggest activities, but not diagnose what is wrong with you.
Are there other apps like Joy?
Yes, there is Wobot. As Wobot learns more about you, it can see patterns of behaviour and suggest ways to alleviate bad moods or negative thinking.
This is such an interesting development. Do you think they will be used a lot?
Well, since Facebook opened up its Messenger platform to allow developers access in 2016, there have been more than 100,000 bots built on the platform, many focused on health and mental well-being. But it must be remembered that they are not intended to replace real live people.
Fascinating. Thank you so much, Erin.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.